Good morning, happy Friday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Here's what's happening now in the news. A political mystery finally solved. This morning, multiple Democratic sources tell CNN that New York Governor David Patterson has chosen the woman you see there, Congresswoman Kirsten Gillibrand, to fill Hillary Clinton's vacated Senate seat. Gillibrand represents New York's 20th congressional district and worked on Clinton's 2000 Senate campaign. Patterson is scheduled to make the official announcement at noon Eastern. CNN.com Live will take that for you when it happens. President Obama meets with congressional leaders to talk about his economic stimulus package. House committees already approved portions of the $825 billion plan. The full House could vote on it next week, but not everyone is on board. You see, Republicans are working on their own alternatives. They want a better idea of how the plan is going to impact jobs. And speaking of jobs, motorcycle maker Harley Davidson is laying off more than 1,000 workers, closing some facilities and consolidating others. In another sign of U.S. economic woes, internet search engine Yahoo says it won't be giving its workers salary increases this year. That decision is part of a cost-cutting plan. In October, Yahoo announced plans to cut about 1,500 jobs. North Korea's leader is looking noticeably thinner. State TV showed these pictures today of Kim Jong-il meeting with a delegation from China. The 66-year-old has rarely been seen since he reportedly suffered a stroke last August. And a stunning surprise overnight, Congolese rebel leader Laurent Nkunda is now in custody in Rwanda. Nkunda has been on the run from Congolese troops. When Nkunda crossed the border, Rwandan police nabbed him. The surprise in all of this is that Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo worked together. You see, the two countries have been bitter rivals since the Rwandan genocide. Back here in the States, Tennessee voters have rejected a proposal that would have made English the official language for city business. Immigrants make up about 10% of Nashville's population. Critics said that it encouraged discrimination. Supporters of the proposal say it would have encouraged them to learn English. That's a quick look at your headlines right now. Please stick with us here at CNN and CNN.com Live for more on these stories and your updates throughout the day.